The Reds looking for a rare sweep of the Cardinals at home. Scott Feldman getting the start, and he was really good in this one. We pick it up in the first inning. Feldman facing Dexter Fowler.
Fowler takes strike three, a breaking ball over at the knees. The pitch on the way, Piscotty swings and misses a curveball outside, and he's tagged out by Barnhart. Feldman got a ground out and two strikeouts.
Good defensive catcher. Curveball, swing and a miss. Jerko strikes out. Strikeout number three for Feldman, so the Cardinals strand the only runner that they've had so far through four.
The pitch is swung on. That's a gapper in left center field. The ball gets down, goes to the wall. Fowler picks it up. Joey Votto is on his way around third base. He's going to score. 1-0 Reds on a double by Duvall. The 0-2. Line drive, base hit, right center field. Around third base, Adam Duvall. He scores. On to third, Scott Schebler. The throw goes into second. 2-0 Cincinnati.
Just get three outs, and then you go to Ted Drews.
Here's a swing and a long drive, right center field, and Votto has just hit a two-run homer. A two-run shot last night, a two-run homer today. Votto's 4-for-4.
The Cardinals need to stop the bleeding soon. Manager Mike Matheny talked about another tough loss after the game.
Did a good job, got into trouble, especially there on the fourth. That's a tough spot. Bases low with Hamilton, that's not a very likely double play to happen, but what a great play by Carpignani. Get us out of that. It's a great opportunity for the momentum to shift. Unfortunately, we just had trouble getting going. But Feldman making the kind of pitches that he's making.
The stress of that inning kind of lead to making a choice after five?
No, we just had to. We're down three. We got something else left. We got to figure out a way to get something going.
What is your message to your team after a road trip like this?
We've had lots of messages. And the message is consistent. It's got to keep playing the game, got to keep getting better. And all of us, you know, when you go through this stuff that you go through every single year, first place you look is in the mirror and figure out what each and every one of us can do better. And keep close track of how to get through something like this. We have a lot of guys who've been through runs like this. I mean, this is baseball. It's heavy right now. There's no doubt about it. And one of those tough ones to push through, we'll be better for it. In the long run, we're going to snap out of this. It's just hard finding what that key is. And I think we just each individually have to put our head down and ignore any of the distractions that are keeping us from getting where we need to be.
Striking to you that you guys didn't get a quality start on this road trip?
Yeah, it's a little deceiving because still probably starters did a pretty good job. I mean, overall, they've been so good, it's hard to take a start or a series of starts and with what they've been able to do all season long, they've given us a chance almost every single night. And there's times when we just have to have other parts that can, you know, do a little bit more to help pick up some of the slack, because the pace that they've been keeping most of the season is very, very difficult to keep up.
You see something brewing with Matt Carpenter?
Look good, yeah, look good. And, once again, I'd love to see him, all get locked in. I'd love to see him be able to. And he will. He'll be able to take those kind of at-bats no matter where we put him in the lineup. It's just nice to see it the last 2 days here look a lot more. Even that first at-bat, grind, end up with a ground ball. But he was really working the deeper counts. We just got to just hope that was kind of the beginning of a whole group of guys getting into that same spot mentality.
Mike Leake allowed 2 earned runs on 10 hits through 5 innings and talked about the loss afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had some pretty decent stuff. They were putting the ball in play, not getting deep in the count, and finding some holes here and there. But yeah, I mean, being able to make the pitch when I needed to was big today.
The job Carpenter did to kind of get you out of that bind, that double play, the new turn.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was probably the one double play that you could probably turn on Billy. So,
did that inning, you think, add to kind of whatever stress level they call stress, and you think that kind of added to how you felt?
I guess you could call it a stress inning, but I didn't. I mean, I was still just trying to make pitches.
You played with Dawson for many years, and what's it like being on the other side and trying to get him out of the difficulty he presents at the plate?
He's so into his hitting that he's always going to be making adjustments. So you got to be making adjustments with him and kind of try to beat him to the punch.
I know you pitched here before, but does it mean anything to pitch here for you? How many times have you done it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll always a part of this place will always feel like home. So, I mean, it's coming here, we'll always have some friends here. So,
some of those guys didn't play with you, but do you think the familiarity overall that the staff may have or the bottom may have with you, that that plays into other team success or individual success they have against you?
It may. I mean, I'm sure he's a voice in their meetings that might speak up to kind of help other guys, but I mean, I feel like I've done a pretty decent job with Joey up to this point. I mean, today he went 3-for-3, but I mean, he hasn't really killed me.
Up next, the Cardinals are back home on Friday to host the Phillies. Michael Wacha gets the start against Jeremy Hellickson.